Reality check. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Pope brought the members of Congress to their feet and House Speaker John Boehner to tears. And we all know he cries easily, but he was on the verge of sobbing for close to an hour as he sat behind Francis. And even if you're not religious, seeing the Pope all in white, almost looking like he was floating as he spoke, and seeing the enthusiastic reception as he talked about the common good, you say, wow, maybe Congress won't shut down the government after all. The prophecy that the wolf shall dwell with the lamb is coming true before our eyes. Except for one thing. The Tea Party isn't buying it. On CNN, Tea Party spokesperson Scotty Nell Hughes said what nobody else would.
No disrespect to the Pope. I'm glad for what he stands for. But the question is, if he would have come in and said, listen, you know what? You guys do need to have security on your border. You guys need to make sure that you sit there and provide for the general welfare, but be responsible in your taxation. If he wasn't so progressive with his wealth redistribution, would he still be getting this red carpet?
Okay,
Scotty.
It was too much for Don Lemon, but she wasn't finished.
The question is here, he's sitting there talking about open up to immigration and walls. The Vatican has one of the strongest walls possible. I haven't seen these refugees being brought into the Vatican
yet. Scotty.
And I know you can dismiss her as just one voice, but she represents a pretty powerful group, and they vote. And the one thing even the Pope can't change about Congress is that they are elected. They don't live in a win-win world. They only win if the other guy loses. And every member of Congress knows that when the wolf dwells with the lamb, only one of them wakes up the next day. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.